The new government has moved on paid parental leave as promised in the election campaign. It gets extended to 22 weeks next year, then to 26 by 2020. Legislation gets introduced this week.
The evidence is clear. It's well supported. It's a policy we're incredibly proud to be progressing at this early stage of our government.
And it may go further.
The average is 48 weeks. I'm proud that this government will pursue one of the issues that we pursued hard in opposition. That is an extension to the time available to families to bond with their child at the most important time.
The bill that will go to the House is a copy, of course, of the former Labour MP Sue Moroney's. Her bill was vetoed by the then National Government, and Sue Moroney is with us. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Got there in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always said that it needed a Labour-led government to make sure that this happened, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
Broadly speaking, I think by now National are sort of on board, aren't they?
Well, they vetoed the bill that's coming into the House. I don't think you could call that on board by any stretch of the imagination. It was the first time that a piece of legislation like that had been vetoed. So they took extreme measures to ensure that families didn't get this level of support.
And just to remind us what happened, because when I say they're broadly on board, by the time the election campaign came around, they sort of had bumped up their offering. And the veto meant that they had to veto it because you actually had the numbers, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. The bill was drawn out twice under my name, and on both occasions it had the numbers in Parliament to go all the way through. So the government at the time, Bill English, in fact, was the person who vetoed it, and he did lose votes over it. So it's absolutely appropriate that this is the first piece of legislation that the new government's introducing into the House.
Part of their argument, National's argument at the time, was the cost was always ropey. We could never seemingly nail down a number that everyone agreed on.
Oh, look, at Select Committee, the numbers were agreed on. That was just a bit of politics that was being played by the National Government at the time. It was absolutely clear what the numbers were. We had official advice from the officials at Select Committee, and all the parties agreed with that information. So there was politics going on around this, and I think that was the saddest thing for families to have to endure, because the truth is that they could have had this measure in place a good year ago.
Mm. Do you worry about the fiscal impact for business, though?
Look, that's exactly why this measure is being staged and it's been implemented over time, to ensure that it is actually affordable. And there is no impact on business because it is taxpayer funded.
Yeah, but taxpayers get the money. The government gets the money from the taxpayers. Taxpayer money is created by businesses who do the business. You know what I'm saying? So if business goes soft, then the tax intake goes soft as well.
Well, we've all got a stake in it. But the thing that I was really thrilled about was that businesses supported this measure. They came to the Select Committee and argued for it. And that's a huge turnaround from, you know, 15 years ago when business actually argued against introducing paid parental leave. So I think that's great progress. It shows that, you know, we've got right across the board, and in fact across the political spectrum, huge support for this measure. When it went to Select Committee last time, there was 99.6% of the submissions were in favour of it.
Does 26 settle it for you, or do we need more?
I think that over time we do need more, but it was really important to get to 26 weeks because that's the World Health Organization's recommendation for maintaining breastfeeding where it can be, because we know that that's so important for the health of a child for the rest of its life. So that's, to me, why I was aiming for 26 weeks, because I could see that the benefits were there and all the research and evidence supported the 26 weeks paid parental leave.
Good on you. Well done. Congratulations in the end. Sue Moroney, former Labour MP, with us this morning.